spotted Pat Phelan across the floor, and he's talking to somebody here. And I'm going to hover in the hope of getting a getting a word with him. He's talking to Eugene Murphy, Tweekaboo. I don't know who Tweekaboo is. And Tweekaboo have a strap line that says, "Because every moment matters," which could mean anything, to be truthful to me. Hovering around the edge of this is John Peavoy. John Peavoy is standing here with his phone doing something. He's sending tweets now. Pat Phelan is wearing a blue shirt and orange trousers and a pair of American shoes that look absolutely fantastic. Ian Cleary has just arrived. Ian Cleary has just arrived.
Hey,
hello,
Paul.
Ian Cleary.
Good to meet you.
I will. Don't move. I'm only just kind of wondering if I could get a word with Pat Phelan, but he's utterly exhausted because he came up. Do you know him?
I do. I know him basically from online, so I haven't actually met him in person.
I don't know how he's managing to stay up because he. He left Cork on Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Went to the west coast of the States, and now he's back. I don't know how much sleep he's had. Or no, he left on Saturday. Do you know Mark Hennessy from Tweekaboo, by the way?
No, I don't.
Do you know Tweekaboo? Do you have any idea what Tweekaboo is?
What did he do?
I don't know. The truth is, they may be Pat. I mean, for all I know. It's very, I'm using Audioboo and they're Tweekaboo, I'm kind of intrigued, you know. Clearly, it's. I don't know if we linger here. Look, Ian, you're live on Audioboo now. So, Pat Phelan takes a book called The Launch Pad out of his pocket and advances it. Now, anything Pat Phelan reads is probably worth reading, you know.
Okay, we'll put a copy of that.
I think Pat is a wonderful guy. I'm kind of hovering here. It doesn't look to me as if these guys are going to finish their conversation very quickly. But if they were, it would be really good to catch a word with them. Do you fancy a cup of coffee or a cup
of tea? Absolutely.
Well, let's do that. Let's do that.
But I wouldn't mind saying hello to Pat as well.
We'll both say hello.
I've never met him in person.
Well, he's very personable, right? That's the thing, is the man will be dead on his feet, you know. Although he's well able to laugh now here. I don't know if he's ever had an Audioboo description. John Peavoy is a really good friend of his.
I know John as well. Yeah.
Do you know John?
Yeah, I've met John a few times.
We came up on the train together, John and
good.
I. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, no, great.
Did you talk to John this morning?
No.
I was just talking to John and Donal Cahillan, who's here. They stumbled in by accident into. Donal Cahillan is standing next to somebody. Says, "Well, what do you do?" He said, "Well, I founded Hootsuite."
Oh, very good.
They found themselves in a room with people who had founded Hootsuite. I'm gonna see. Don't go anywhere now. I just want to find out about this. I have to try to. What does Tweetaboo do? Sorry, I'm saying to myself. I'm hovering here, hoping to talk for a tiny bit to. Pat Phelan from Cubic Telecom, and I noticed Tweekaboo, and I see you two guys, and we're live on air now, so on Audioboo. But can you just tell me, what does Tweekaboo do?
Tweekaboo is about social networking for families, right? The whole idea is that basically you can share your photos and moments with your close family.
Isn't that what Facebook do?
No, not really, because you don't know what they're going to do with your data afterwards, right?
That is absolutely, yes, of course.
So what we're trying to do is give people a safe place in order to do this.
Does that mean that they will continue to own their own photographs?
Yes, they will. And not only that, but they'll have them there forever. That's the idea. It's going to be a place that basically they can be guaranteed that they will have their data forever, right? And they can always get it back if they need it afterwards. But the point being that basically nobody can manipulate your data. It's yours, and you can be sure that...
I went for Path, right?
Okay.
I was very attracted by Path, and then I feel very let down by Path, mm-hmm. right? Because Path promised me a PDF of my data.
Right.
And I've asked them twice for it, and they haven't produced it. Right? No, it isn't. No, they're not refusing, right?
But they're not doing it.
But they haven't done it. And
yes.
I have lost confidence in Path,
right?
And I have stopped using it. To me, it was the perfect tool. Mm-hmm. I was going to do an autobiographical kind of... I was going to record... I wasn't going to give it to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you anyway influenced by Path, or do you know about them, or do they...
We do. I mean, and to some degree, our app is a little bit like that, right? But... And it does focus on the private social network. But I think it's more than that. I think the ability to arrange people's photos, to be able, the ability to print them and so on, I think it's just offering that little bit of extra that PATH doesn't. I mean, what do people put up on PATH that they don't put up on Facebook generally, right? You think that you don't want all these people around you, but you realize that for Facebook, for friends, it's like going to a disco, you know? You want to go there, you want to interact with lots of people. Whereas with family, you actually may not want to see your kids' photos up there for everybody to see. You want comments from the people that you care about, and you want to save it for posterity. You want to be able to come back in 20 years' time, and this is what grandma said about you when you were 1 year of age.
Oh, look, I know people in my family who want to find out about you. You know, I have a cousin in Australia, and he's basically writing his autobiography in Facebook. That's what he's doing. Now, that's fine, but I will tell him about... Who invented Tweekaboo?
Tweekaboo, this is the founder of Tweekaboo.
Pardon?
This is the founder, and I'm the CTO of the company.
You're the CTO.
Yeah.
How do you know Pat Phelan, then?
We know him through other adventures and various other things that occurred.
He's a great guy, Pat Phelan. I rate him the highest. I just like him
ever so bit.
We're both old hippies, really. What's the founder's name?
This is Eugene Murphy.
Eugene Murphy, Irish?
Yes. So this is an Irish
and
company.
You are who?
My name is Mark Hennessy.
You're Mark Hennessy, and you're Irish?
Yep. I'm Irish.
Where
do
you live? Can I talk to you for 1 second?
Yes.
On audio boo, just hello. I'm a friend of Pat Phelan's, right?
Okay,
you can trust me.
Right.
But I've just got the lowdown on Tweekaboo, right? And I was attracted by the t-shirts, right?
Good.
And
good.
I was also attracted by... I'm going to lose. Never mind. I've lost Pat Phelan. I'll catch
you. So what is this? Is a recording?
This is recording. This is a company called Audio Boo.
Okay, cool.
London. Mark Rock is the CEO, and he will listen to this. I'm a very, very big user of it. It enables people to run into people by accident and record conversations like this when you're lucky to get them quickly, right?
Yes.
No. It's very raw. Ian Cleary here is also a guy I ran to meet. But on top of that, I can attach a photograph to it. I can attach a title to it. I can put tags to it, right? I can write a whole blog post underneath it, right? Then I press a button and it goes out via Facebook and Twitter to my people I'm connected with, number one. Number two, it goes to the Audio Boo website, right, where there is a whole community of people who link, who I'm connected with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've only got a small community of listeners who listen all the time, and what we do, that's a real community.
Great.
Then it can be found via Google and all the search engines, you see. So,
yeah.
I mean, Tweekaboo will be findable. You know, if somebody puts in audio Tweekaboo, it may be that nobody else has ever recorded an audio with the founder and COO.
CTO.
Yeah. Cool. Sorry, I'm no good on acronyms. I'm hopeless, to be honest. Your chief technology, I've got it.
That's right.
The CEO is chief everything officer,
chief
by
everything,
the way.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a wonderful company called Pixengo.
Okay.
And CEO of Pixengo, whose name has bloody well gone out of my head this minute, we were on a Skype call with him, and he told me that he was the chief everything officer.
I hadn't heard
that. Are you Eugene? Look,
yes.
Why did you start this? Tell me why.
So I have four kids myself, basically. So
how old?
The eldest is 7.
The eldest is 7.
Yes.
My daughter is 7.
Congratulations! Very good.
Have you got a boy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl.
Yes.
Is she into Moshi Monsters?
Oh, too much.
Too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am after. Do you have any influence? Can you get me to talk to David Anton Smith today? Right.
I will shut down her account. Is it or?
No. She has told me that I am to say to David Anton Smith, can I have a moshling for my daughter?
Oh, very good. You get Elder Furry or one of those guys, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm told to get the dog ones.
Okay,
right. She told me get the dog. But look, come on, you've got four kids, the eldest of whom is
7. Yeah, so basically what I realize is your kids grow up too fast, and their lives are flowing through our mobile phones. So, you know, there's a stream of content going through our phones that we don't actually record, that we don't timeline. So we're on Facebook, we're on SMS, we're on email. And what Tweekaboo does is it captures the flow of messages that we communicate with our partners or our families every day, and it turns it into a story of their lives. So basically what we're doing is we're recording their life story up on the cloud so that in time to come they can log back in and see exactly what they were like when they were
I small. Think you're exactly... I started blogging in 2005,
yeah.
Right, for an audience of one, I decided.
Yeah,
I have a daughter who's
great.
this big, right?
Yeah.
And I was coming from UK to Ireland,
yes.
Re-migrating, right?
Yeah,
coming back after 30 years. And I decided I will become a blogger.
For your daughter.
For
yeah.
my daughter, right?
So you're her storyteller, you're the curator of her memories, you know?
Yeah.
So every parent has a kind of a compulsion to do as much as they can to record their children's lives, and this is just making it easier. So we're solving that problem, and we're making private sharing easy as well. So a lot of concern about privacy online, rightly or wrongly. You know, people are confused about privacy settings. So very simple proposition. Put your content on the cloud, we'll organize it, we'll storify it, and then bring family and close friends in to share it privately.
You're two guys. Are there more in your team?
There's three of us there full-time, yeah, and then we have a number of consultants and contractors.
And you're Irish?
Yeah, based in Cork.
Right, and based in Cork?
Correct, yeah.
You know where I live?
No.
Cork.
Oh, very good.
Can we have coffee in
Cork?
Sure,
in there, swap cars.
I live in Glenmire, right?
Very good, excellent, yeah. Right?
I'm a company called Change Agents.
Super. Have you cards?
I'm a man about... No, I don't do cards, but I do LinkedIn cards. And Twitter, right?
There you go.
So give me your card, please. Super. Please. Oh, great. That make it easier to follow up, because I want to... I'd like to know...
Very good, yeah. So
more,
we've...
You're
running out of juice there now on the phone.
So
we're based in Cork, yeah. So we've good spread. We've used this in over 100 countries. Yeah. We're just at the early stage of this trend.
Do you know Ian Cleary already?
We just shook hands with this man.
Do you know?
Yeah. How you doing? How's things?
No. We all need to help each other, yeah?
So I do a lot of writing on social media tools. Now, a lot of tools are related to, like, management tools for Twitter, analytic tools and stuff. And I do it for Ireland, but I also do it for international, for some big blogs in the States and stuff. So I don't know if your tool fits in that category.
Well, we need to get the word out there, yeah. So it'd be great to talk. Trying to get the...
We'll give us your cards, actually, while you're here. So, because I am looking for...
Well, look, there you have it, folks. I'm going to stop the program, the recording. I must tell you, I've had an amazing day, just for fun. This is a tiny bit of bragging. The day began with talking to Robert Scoble on Audioboo, right? Right. It's followed by talking to Pat Kenny on Audioboo, right?
Oh, great.
So they're the first two. The third person is a friend of Ian's, a most extraordinary woman called Pauline Sargent, right? Third one, right? The fourth one is the guy over there whose name is Bell. Is it David Bell from Sage, right? I think. And now Tweekaboo, Eugene Murphy and Mark Hennessy, you're the next two.
Great.
And the rest are various people like you.
And it's only 11.
And we're going
to go charge
guys.
Battery,
I will. Thank you ever so much, though. Really, guys. It's a pleasure to meet you. Okay.